Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Well, did you see the pictures down in the border area of Texas of the surging thousands of people coming over? Only one network showed them, Fox News. The others somehow missed this story of thousands and thousands and thousands of people crossing over to the United States in one day. They somehow didn't cover it. Now, that's impossible. If you were an honest news agency, you'd have to cover that because it's a huge story and it affects every single American. Okay, but they didn't cover it because they don't want Joe Biden to look bad. And it was just a colossal demonstration of corruption. And I've gone over this with you. You know, you're here because of that, I think. This is an independent news agency at BillO'Reilly.com, the No Spin News. We don't have any ties to anybody. We produce our own news product, and people watch it and listen to it on the radio, thank God. But this border thing is really got a lot of implications for next year, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there is a move right now led by Congressman Andy Biggs, Republican Arizona, to impeach the head of the Homeland Security Department, Alejandro Mayorkas. So Mr. Mayorkas is hapless, H-A-P-L-E-S-S. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he's an order taker. Okay, so the White House calls him and says, do X, and he does X. He has no policy, he has no power. He's just a person who was put in charge. I'm not going to say by affirmative action or anything like that, but there's no reason for him to be there. He's not protecting anybody. Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Okay, my 19-year-old son in college could protect the homeland better than he could because he has no interest in protecting the homeland. His only interest is protecting Alejandro Mayorkas and following orders from the Biden administration. And the orders are, let him in. Let him in. All right? And so we have approaching 6 million foreign nationals in the country in less than 2 years since Biden's been president. Now, that's the truth. That is the fact. So Congressman Biggs wants to impeach Mayorkas. Why? And he's got 20 other Republicans signed on in the new House. Well, why bother impeaching Mayorkas? Number one, the Senate will never convict him. Impeachment's the same no matter if it's a president or it's a department head or it's anybody. You vote in the House and the House would vote to impeach Mayorkas. Okay, then it goes over for a trial in the Senate. You need 2/3 of the senators convict. Never happened in a million years. Not the way the Senate's comprised now, with Schumer in charge and the Democrats having the majority. Wouldn't happen. So this is basically a message: impeach Mayorkas. But why? Because he's just a stooge. You know, you want to impeach, you impeach Biden. Biden's policy. I mean, last week when he was in Arizona, and the Fox reporter said, are you going to the border? You just, you know, you're less than a 15-minute helicopter ride away. You know, I got more important things to do. Really? So Biden doesn't care. He wants people, and we explained yesterday why. All right, it's the flooding of the zone of people with no ties to traditional America. That's what the progressives want. They want to do away with traditional America. So let's get more people in here, millions of people, who don't have any ties to traditional America. That's what it's all about. Okay. So I think it's foolish for the Republicans to spend currency on Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, scream all day long, sure. Do what I'm doing, talk to people and explain how this is pernicious. It hurts every American. We can't absorb these people. All right, we can't. They are going to be on the government rolls. We taxpayers are going to support them for a period of time. The majority of them, vast majority of them. And then you take into account the huge influx of drugs, fentanyl, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. Remember, the number is like 110,000, but it's double that. Because a lot of these deaths, it's clouded in 15 different drugs they take, or the coroner doesn't even do an inquest on them. I mean, it's a catastrophe. Does Biden care about illegal narcotics flowing into the United States? He doesn't care at all. That's what's shocking, isn't it? You would think that if you were president, you would care. He doesn't. He doesn't care. And I mean, I know the Biden supporters, oh, Riley, I can prove it 50 different ways. Okay? So I think that the impeachment card, if you're going to play it, you play it against Biden. You don't play it against the underling, Alejandro. Now, the Biden administration is saying, well, a federal judge throw out Title 42. Title 42 was when the government could turn back immediately any migrant coming across the border illegally because of COVID. He said, look, you know, you might be a danger to spread COVID, so you got to go back. That's Title 42. Federal judge said, you got to knock that out by January. Okay? Now, all Biden had to do was write an executive order, okay, not countermanding Title 42, but saying something like, we're pausing and suspending, okay, all of our immigration at this juncture, except for the people who have already filed legally, because it's out of control. This is an executive order. Okay, so nobody in for 3 months, arbitrary date. Now, it would immediately be challenged in the courts. I know that. But a president has the power to issue that kind of an executive order. No more. Got to stop it. We got to reorganize. We can't be doing this. And then it winds its way into the courts, through the courts. That's how the system works. Biden could have done that, but again, he doesn't care. Couldn't care less. The progressives want millions of foreign nationals to come here, and so Biden's doing what they want. Now, that's the memo, by the way. But I got another story attached to it that is just incredible. So Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, now realizes that his state is getting crushed by illegal immigration. Roll the tape.
The fact is, what we've got right now is not working, and it's about to break in a post-42 world unless we take some responsibility and ownership. And I'm saying that as a Democrat. I'm not saying that to point fingers. I'm saying that as a father. I'm saying that as someone that feels responsible for being part of the solution.
What a bunch of crap. I mean, really. So now he knows, because in California, there are more than 3 million undocumented migrants added to 9 million legal immigrants All right, that makes 12 million foreign nationals, about 30% of the population in California is foreign born, okay? And many of those people are now on the dole, okay? California has to pay them. California taxpayers have to pay them. Food and housing and welfare, whatever it may be. So the feds do it, the state does it. But here's news. I want to be part of the solution. As a father, I want to be part of the solution. Okay, so here's Newsom in 2018. Go.
This state has had cities, large and small, traditionally conservative, not just liberal cities, that have embraced the principles of sanctuary policy.
Sanctuary policy. California's a sanctuary state. It doesn't cooperate with the Homeland Security Department on anything. System's about to break. Well, it's your fault, you pinhead. It's your fault.
Oh, the system's going to break. We better find a solution. I want to be part of the solution.
This is, you know, you hear, you see. This is just insane. So it's their policies that have led to this catastrophe, and now they're going to want, I want to be part of the solution. You're getting what you deserve out there in California. And California is our biggest audience for the No Spin News. And so many good people live in California. And I know you're trapped. I know it. You just can't pick up and leave. I know it. You got family ties. You got job ties. You got social ties. A beautiful place to live physically. And I'm not blaming you. But the state, the 40 million people who vote for Gavin Newsom, oh my God. Joe Biden, it's Africa Day at the White House. So African leaders have come over and they're talking in business and it's all good. I'm happy. Africa is a beautiful continent. You don't want to go into the interior of the continent. You do not want to go there. But the game parks and northern part, Morocco, Egypt, Africa's a beautiful continent. I've been many all over Africa. Don't want to go into the interior of Africa. You do not. Okay? So I want Africa to prosper, and I'm glad they're coming over to meet with Biden. Government remains America's top problem. This is interesting. Gallup poll, 1,000 adults, Democrat 36, Republican 32, Independent 40. Okay, pretty fair poll. Question, in general, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the way things are going in the USA? Satisfied 22%, dissatisfied 76%. Well, where were you on the midterm elections? Okay, we went over that two-tribe thing, and if you missed that last night on the No Spin News, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. If you're a premium member, you can access No Spin News anytime you want. But I explained what happened, and it took me a month to figure it out with the midterm elections. All right, second question, non-economic problems facing the USA. Government poor leadership, 15%. Government's the problem. Immigration, 8. Unifying country, 6. Abortion, 5. Crime, violence, 5. Poverty, hunger, homelessness, 4. Election reform, 4. Judicial system, 4. Okay, so by far and away, people are saying we got a bad government, bad federal government. Okay, let's get into the culture now. So I'm going to be on News Nation tonight, Wednesday, about 8:15 with Chris Cuomo. And Cuomo wants to talk about the definition of a man and a woman. Now, I'm up for it. I'm ready to go on it. I think I'm fairly well versed on the definition of a man and a woman. Now, the reason that News Nation and Cuomo want to speak about this is that the Cambridge Dictionary has redefined the words man and woman. This is more tedious, woke stuff. Okay, this is what this is. So the Cambridge Dictionary still includes the original definition, which is that a man is a male, and that's his gender. But now the Cambridge Dictionary is going to say a man is an adult who lives and identifies as a male though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. Okay. So that means that maybe they were born a female, but now they're a male. That's what this is all about. Okay. Am I offended? No. I don't need the Cambridge Dictionary. I'm perspicacious enough not to need it. Okay. Now, there's another one. This is dictionary.com announces woman as the word of the year. Okay. So this is their explanation. Woman is one of the oldest words in the English language, one that's fundamental not to just our vocabulary, but to who we are as humans. And yet it's a word that continues to be a source of intense personal importance and societal debate. It is a word that is inseparable from the story of 2022, unquote. This is just gibberish. That should be the word of the year. Gibberish, okay? And then Kamala Harris could explain, because she is the purveyor of gibberish, Kamala Harris. So anyway, this is dictionary.com. Now, I don't know what's so confusing about the word woman. It is a gender. There are two genders, male and female. That's biology. Now, if you want to add in lifestyle and medical decisions, fine, I don't care. But they're not biological decisions. They're lifestyle or medical decisions to alter your gender. But you're either born a male or a female. That's it. So I'm going to have to explain this to Chris Cuomo tonight, 8:15 Eastern on News Nation. I don't know whether he will understand, but I will speak slowly. Okay? TV news. It's over. It's gone. It's never coming back. So Walter Cronkite, wherever you are, Huntley Brinkley, Peter Jennings, I'm sorry. I worked it. I worked for Jennings, okay? And I had a great time and learned a lot doing it. I worked for rather not such a great time. But anyway, listen to these numbers. This is unbelievable. So this is the week of December 5th, nightly news. All right, ABC had 8.5 million viewers. NBC had 7 million viewers, and CBS had 5 million, okay? So total 20 million viewers watched the three nightly newscasts. There are 125 million homes with television in the United States of America. Okay, so these are paltry. And they've been going down now for 10 years. It's like this. Boom. Cable's worse. CNN, as you know, almost off the air. MSNBC, I think their primetime average is about 1 million. Again, out of 125 million homes having TV. And the 25 to 54s, gone. And Fox News, 25 to 54s, gone. Gone. Average age of the Fox News watcher now is about 78 years old. Staggering. So all of those people who used to watch network news and cable news are now other places. A lot of them are here watching the No Spin News, the independent news agency that I have. But it's not coming back. So it's like the dinosaurs, you know? It's amazing. This day in history, December 14th, 1995, Microsoft, that was Bill Gates, and NBC announced a joint venture, MSNBC. Each corporation threw in $200 million, that's $400 million, to start up a news agency that was interactive. That's what the plan was, okay? Well, it was an enormous bomb. It was a colossal bomb. So they went on the air July 15th, 1996, and it wasn't a left-wing broadcast then. They had Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, John Gibson, John Siegenthaler. They had a bunch of conservatives on, okay? But nobody watched. And the face of MSNBC back then was Brian Williams. Roll the tape.
But we will begin tonight with President Clinton and tonight's interview here on MSNBC and what he had to say on the subject specifically of the investigation swirling around the First Family and the polls showing voters think they may not be telling the whole truth.
All right, so Williams had a show and it bombed, all right, and he's not there and everything bombed, so much so that Microsoft pulled out. It pulled out in 2012. So I'm responsible for this. I am, because what happened was that when The Factor went on at primetime, which I think was 98, all right, so we were up against, what's his name? I'll think of it. But we wiped out MSNBC, and Fox News surged in the ratings, okay? And NBC was caught by surprise, so they said, well, we have to do the same thing Fox is doing, but on the left. So they went over to do that. So as we became, The Factor became the highest rated cable news network show in the land by far, okay, then MSNBC became more and more militant left to try to get something going on. Didn't work. Okay, the whole thing didn't work. So MSNBC parted ways with Microsoft in July 2012. Gates had enough. Okay, we're not making any money. This isn't going to work. And today, prime time, 1 million viewers. That's it. That's all. Now you could put on, I contest, you could put on a show for an hour on cable with three monkeys. And the monkeys just kind of do what monkeys do. They kind of just race around for an hour. You'd get maybe 2 million viewers. All of that money, you get 1 million viewers. Anyway, that's this day in history.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
New Zealand, banning cigarettes and cigars. But here's the rub. If you are born after January 1st, 2009, 14 years ago, you can't buy or consume tobacco products in New Zealand. You can't smoke. If you're older than that, you can't. But you have to go, they're like hiding them in a forest somewhere, making it really hard for you to buy them. But you can vape. You can vape. New Zealand, big vape territory. But New Zealand is a country, 4 million people. And it is basically a government tells everybody what to do. You can't smoke pot there. Pot, nope, no pot. So they're not hypocrites on that level. But New Zealand is a no tobacco zone. France, and this comes to us from our foreign news partner, thedailychatter.com, which I think you should check out if you like foreign news. France has pledged to stop sales of gas-driven vehicles by 2035, and that is 5 years earlier than the EU plan. So you can still drive them, but you can't buy them in France. So 94% of all vehicles in France last year were gas powered. Okay? So this is going to be a pretty big transition in that short period of time. Is it going to work? I don't know. But it's a sign of the times. Now, you may remember the name Michelle Bachmann, okay? She, former congressman from Minnesota, all right? Served from 07 to 2015. She was on the O'Reilly Factor often. And now she is the dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University in Minnesota. And I wanted to check in with her because I have, Michelle, I haven't talked to you in so long. How are you? And nice to see you.
Well, thank you, Bill. It is great to see you again, too. I've enjoyed all the interactions that we've had together over the years, and I'm really enjoying being dean. It's an opportunity to be able to give back into the next generation to teach them about government, how our government works, but also really what is the essence of America? What does our Constitution say? What does our Declaration of Independence say? What rights are guaranteed to us in the Bill of Rights? So it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to pour into the next generation because as you and your viewers know, there are a lot of people in this current generation who have no clue essential aspects of American history, much less learning about our founding. So it's tremendously rewarding to be able to teach the next generation.
Yeah, we got to straighten these urchins out. Now, you have a particular interest in foreign, let's make everybody the same, the Obama philosophy of, you know, one world globalism, correct? Do you still have that interest?
I do. Bill, I used to sit on the Intelligence Committee in the United States Congress. We dealt with the classified secrets of America, particularly with the issue of terrorism. Now it's on the high horizon. If people remember the results of the midterms and the midterm week, that was actually a big globalism week. That was the week that the climate change conference met at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. And it was really quite tremendous. For 30 years, all of these countries have been on the United States for us to make reparations payments to them. In other words, a grand global redistribution of wealth. Well, they finally got it through this year. So now the Biden administration is on board with the viewers that are watching you today. Now our tax money will go and be thrown all over the world in reparations payments because we've been a successful nation. That's one thing that happened. But the other thing that happened that's very concerning is with the B20 and the G20 nations, the 20 largest nations with the largest GDP in the world, they made a decision that now all countries of the world will be gathering in Geneva, Switzerland this year. And we're supposed to be giving up our national sovereign decision-making over healthcare decisions, like during a pandemic, to the World Health Organization, which is really under the thumb of communist China. This is incredibly important, Bill, because if our pandemic decisions have to come at the behest of the World Health Organization, we have no one to appeal to. We can't appeal to a congressman. We can't appeal to a senator.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Because in order for that to happen, Congress would have to affirm that treaty. And the way it is now with Republicans controlling the House, they're never in a million years going to do it. But the first thing that you mentioned is interesting. So what they decided to do in Sharm el-Sheikh was to give an enormous amount of money from the developed nations to the undeveloped nations to combat global warming, which of course I know that Mali is gonna immediately start to do that. You know, it's all gonna be stolen. Everybody knows it is. And why, I don't even know why. But anyway, I appreciate you bringing both of those things to our attention. The other thing my staff told me, and I'm glad you're on today, is that you are following this Meghan and Harry thing. So Netflix paid these two $100 million. That's the rumor. I don't know if it's true. And they've got this documentary that's doing very well. A lot of people are watching. I couldn't care less about Meghan and Harry, okay? To me, they sound like people living down the street whose dog barks too loud. That's Meghan and Harry. Shut that dog up. Now, you find something interesting about this. What is it?
Well, I think the interesting thing is they're very emblematic of the current thinking in America right now, which is an entitlement mentality that the world should be the way I want it to be, that everybody should have to act the way that I want them to act. It is an unbelievable way of thinking. When you were young, when I was young, we were expected to accommodate ourselves a little bit to the world. We had a standard of behavior that we had to come to. These people think they can snap their finger and the royal family is supposed to do their bidding, or people around them are supposed to do their bidding. The weird thing, Bill, is that this isn't just Harry and Meghan's way of thinking. I don't know if it's generational. I don't know. But this is what we're seeing, is that this really is the new ideology that people are taking in and living by. And society can't work that way. It can't work that way when everybody wants to be the boss. But unfortunately, it really is emblematic of that current, I don't want to say generation, because the whole generation isn't like that, but it's becoming way too common. And I think that's what was so interesting about this documentary, because it gave away the thinking of people who actually think that way, who are entitled, who think that the universe owes them a living. My parents always told me, nobody owes you a living. Well, there's a whole new group of people who actually think they are owed a living. And Harry and Meghan seem to be among them.
Yeah, that's very true. I talked about it last night with the second tribe of people who say, look, I don't want to compete, or I can't compete in our society, in our capitalistic society, so give me stuff. But there's an outside chance. And again, I have no interest in these two. I don't care about the royal family. I'm Irish. They seized my ancestors' farm, threw them off, London did. We booted them out of here in the Revolutionary War at great sacrifice. I'm glad they're gone. But there is an outside chance that Meghan and Harry basically sat down and said, look, we're never going to be king and queen. That's not happening here. So our lives are going to be running around doing little ceremonial stuff, raising money for charity, and it's boring and we don't want to do it. So let's go to America and make a pile of dough. Okay? And the easiest way to do that is to badmouth the royal family, and then everybody will come and give us money to go on Netflix, and we'll badmouth everybody and we'll be fabulously wealthy, which they already were, but now they're in Santa Barbara or wherever they are, they're running around. They may be just conning everybody, Michelle. You know, that could be happening here.
Well, I think they are conning everybody, but I think at this point, they're so pathetic. That's the thing that is shocking. You would think that the big boys at Netflix would be smarter, that they could see through this.
No, they just want people to watch. They don't.
But
no,
the
I know, but
it's
the highest
so
rated Netflix thing. It's the highest thing they have.
It's rated number two today, but the people that watch it, I mean, they're disgusted with this Meghan and Harry. It's got a rating of 12 on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, like, you can't go lower than that. And so I think they're really one-hit wonders at this point.
Maybe.
And I think whining isn't going to get them any further. And I think for people who decide that whining is your cottage industry, you got a pretty short shelf life. It's not going to last. And I think, again, you're all about common sense. You've always been about common sense. And I think, especially for this younger generation, there's some tried and true principles and common sense wisdom. Take that. Don't go this route of whining. Don't go the route of thinking you're entitled. It's going to be a dead end stop every time.
Especially if you're not a royal and you're not going to get $100 million, you're just going to get scorned. Hey, Michelle, it's so good to see you. I'm glad you're doing well at Regent University, trying to straighten the urchins there out. I want you to have a very Merry Christmas, and let's talk again soon, okay?
We'll do it, Bill. Thanks again.
Merry Christmas. Sure. All right, Smart Life, this is way beyond my capacity to understand anything. It's the app world, APP world. I'm not in that world. I don't have any apps. I know what an ASP is, A-S-P. It's a snake, and it bit Cleopatra. It's nasty. All right, but I don't know what the app is. However, my staff, which is much younger, as most people are, they say, look, Smart Life, there are four Smart Life apps that we're going to tell you about. So I hope you have a pen and paper handy, okay? First one is Santa's Bag. So it's an app, and it can give you gifts and make your life easier somehow. Fetch Rewards. Now, we already mentioned this in September. You get cash back on purchases. Fetch Rewards, like dog fetch. Third one, PayPal Honey. PayPal Honey. Free app. And you can earn rewards and you get all kinds of stuff. And the first and the last one is Slick Deals. One word, Slick Deals app. And it crowdsources something. I don't know what crowdsources is. So you're just talking to a Luddite here, okay? I have no idea. I'll never have an idea. It's beyond me. I got books stacked up to here that I read. I don't have time for apps. All right, but my staff again says this is Smart Life. If you go there, you'll save money and it'll be good for your soul or something. Okay, we got a mail segment and a final thought. Final thought's a little provocative tonight. You know me, I hate to be that way. We'll be right back.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Quiero que te imagines lo que voy a decirte. Imagínate que estás a bordo de la nueva Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid 2024. Oprimes el botón de encendido y ahora visualizas como el... Eso suena mejor que la imaginación. No imagines ninguna música. También nos encargaremos de eso. Ahora pisa el acelerador y deja que el poder del santuario te transporte. Llegarás al punto donde la imaginación no es suficiente cuando manejas la nueva Lincoln Nautilus 2024.
All right, let's go to the mail. Carrera on the message board. Bill, you wisely explained after the midterms that people did not vote their self-interest. Learning tonight that, in fact, they did, getting free stuff, given the growth of Tribe 2, and that's what we did last night, Tribe 1 and Tribe 2, I can't fathom now this political advantage can ever be overcome. Well, number one, they did vote against their own interests by voting for liberal Democrats because the entitlements that they get from the Democratic Party, that's a short-term play. That's never going to elevate anybody anywhere. It's not going to protect you from a bullet in the head. Okay? So they did, the people who pulled the lever for the liberal Democrats in the midterms, vote against their own self-interest in the big picture. But in the I want, give me wow, and we, Michelle and I were talking about, that's what happened. Tanya, concierge membership, fabulous Christmas gift. I mean, you're going to do somebody a big, big favor by giving them a concierge membership to BillO'Reilly.com. It'll change their life. They get direct access to me. Bill, you say there are two tribes, one invested in America, the other one not. What about the Zuckerbergs and Hollywood elites of the world? They are invested, and they are the very forces that are destroying America. Excellent question. Excellent question, Tanya. And somebody else, a couple other people answered as well. So in order to amass a fortune, okay, you got to buy into the capitalistic system. You got to understand how to make money. Okay? So Tribe 2, they don't want part of that. They don't even want to try. But the Zuckerbergs and the Spielbergs and all the Hollywood people and a lot of the corporate people, they use the system. They're involved. They're tribe number one. But then they feel guilty. All right? It is but my experience that they have so much and others don't. So that they go and they fund tribe number two because of guilt. And then there's that whole social circle, that liberal social circle in D.C., in Hollywood, and in Manhattan, and they want to be a part of it. Excellent question. Sean Aurora, Peyton, Colorado. Mr. O'Reilly, you provide an excellent analysis on Tribe 1 versus Tribe 2. I put forward a simple illustration for a simple man. Tribe 1 wants to be Americans and live in our great nation. Tribe 2 just wants to be in America with all the benefits. They're not Tribe 2 is not invested in our system, our capitalist system, or our traditions. That's why the progressives want to flood the nation with foreign nationals who don't understand anything about American tradition. That's a little overstating. Some do, but most don't. John, while your column is largely true, there's no proof that Putin would not allow James Whelan to be one of the exchanged. John, we go back to you. People believe what they want to believe. Apparently, you want to believe that Joe Biden had some kind of sway to get the former Marine from Michigan out of a Russian prison. I can tell you with certainty, 100%, Putin would never do that for Brittany Griner, ever. And I've talked to a lot of State Department people about it. That would never happen. What Putin wants in release of the former Marine is a big play, much bigger than Brittany Griner. But again, people believe what they want to believe. What am I going to do? Jim Marrero, Savannah, Tennessee. 6 years ago, I used to own a restaurant, and the prices would go up and down on certain items. I believe the current economy has done the same thing. Hence, the reason for price gouging is certain items are more expensive. Unfortunately, restaurant owners have to pass the cost to consumer. You are correct, Jim, in the sense that if you're getting hammered over the cost of eggs, which you are, okay, then you're going to have to charge more for the eggs. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a pizza, all right, or a smoothie. That's the two stories that I related to you, where I know, okay, they already raised their prices on them. Already. And now they're just piling on. It's like the gas station who won't come down to the average price of gasoline in a certain state. They're staying there because they think they can get money. Charles Pregnano, Colorado Springs. To those who have lost loved ones due to fentanyl, my deepest sympathy. To those who live in Arizona and voted Democrat, if you truly want to know who's to blame, look in the mirror. There's something to that. You know, you're voting for liberal Democrats in Arizona or any other border state, what you're going to get. Robert Slaney, Port Washington, New York, on Long Island, of all the money that is involved in political campaigns, what happens to unspent funds? The politicians can keep the unspent funds. Can't use it to pay any personal expenses, but they keep it in a bank for whatever, politics, travel, whatever. Not personal travel, but they give a speech, something like that. Chris, concierge member, the power Bill O'Reilly just went to Grip 6 website. Almost everything on the site is sold out. They will replenish. As one of our sponsors, you just heard it, Grip 6, great products. You know, we really vet our sponsors, and they're good, but they'll get the products back. And BillO'Reilly.com Christmas Hanukkah store has most stuff. We're sold out of a little bit, but you can still get it. Got great news today. Barnes & Noble came out with its numbers, Killing the Legends, number 5. And we don't count books like Bad Dad Jokes and stuff like that. Remember, this book came out September 27th. It's really hanging tough. And guess what snuck back onto the Barnes & Noble bestseller list? Killing the Killers. Wow, so I got two. Now, if you want to buy Legends, Killers, and Killing the Mob, we got a bundle. And we'll give you $35 off. Okay, really excellent deal. Word of the day, do not be sniffish, S-N-I-F-F-I-S-H. When writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town of which you opine. Final thought in a moment.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Here is the final thought of the day. So I went to a party in Manhattan last night. I don't usually do that. But there were some people there that I wanted to see. I hadn't seen in a long time. And I'm glad I went. Okay, I didn't stay all that long. But a woman came over to me and was very, very nice. And that woman's name is Sunny Hostin, a member of The View. And she was very, very grateful that I gave her her first break. And I had to be reminded of that. It was so long ago that I put her on The Factor. And she was on some of our legal reporting. There she is. And I was taken aback. I saw her come over. I thought, oh, I'm going to get grief from one of the View ladies. It couldn't have been nicer. And the point of it is that even if you disagree with people, you can still be nice to them. You know, I mean, I enjoy talking to her. She refreshed my memory about how I had put her on way, way back. And now she's a success and I'm happy to help. And I've helped literally hundreds of people in this business. And so it was a very worthwhile thing. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.